With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It has been a very busy night for U.S. and British forces striking dozens of Houthi sites in Yemen. The groups have relentlessly attacked American and international interests in the wake of the Israeli-Hamas war. Meanwhile, officials at the Defense Department say it's far from over. President Biden facing intense pressure to fix the southern border crisis.
Republicans have long criticized the president's immigration policies and called for asylum restrictions. But it's not just GOP officials putting pressure on the White House to limit border crossings. Nine Democratic governors from all across the country recently sent a letter to the president pleading for action to solve what has become a humanitarian crisis. With a record flow of migrants entering the U.S., states and cities are spending billions to respond, but are failing to keep pace with the new arrivals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden says he is doing a great job, but the latest numbers think otherwise, his approval rating down to 38%. Meanwhile, Mr. Biden has easily captured the South Carolina primary's only challengers, Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips and author Marianne Williamson, trailing far behind. Also at SRNnews.com, Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ron McDaniel calling for party unity.
She made her comments as the party faces a cash shortage when compared to national Democrats and growing criticism from a faction of conservatives. McDaniel spoke at the RNC's winter meeting in Las Vegas behind closed doors Friday. She said, quote, "We Republicans will stick together." But there is dissent inside the party about whether it's doing enough to back former President Donald Trump, even though he's still facing off against former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley in the primaries. Ken Lorman reporting.
And this is SRN News. Are you becoming more spiritual?
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and it turns out that 41% of them say they have become more spiritual over the course of their life, versus 22% who've stayed about the same, and 13% who have become less spiritual. Amongst the groups that are most likely to say they're getting more spiritual over time are evangelical Protestants, black Protestants, and people over the age of 50. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists blamed for the murder of at least 50 Christian villagers over 2 days in Nigeria's North Central Plateau state. The attacks prompted a 24-hour curfew and calls for authorities to take action against the major terrorist organizations. Amnesty International's Nigeria office says the problem, though, is much, much larger than the government is willing to admit. This is SRN News. Correspondent Tayshia Stevens says Connecticut is the first state to cancel medical debt.
The state's canceling around $650 million for an estimated 250,000 residents this year. Those who have medical debt equaling at least 5% or more of their annual income, or those whose household income is less than $125,000 a year, are eligible. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
In Paris, three people have been wounded after a man armed with a hammer, as well as a knife, went on a rampage in a train station in Paris. Police say the attack did not appear to be terror-related, and the suspects seem to have, quote, mental health issues. Still, security is being tightened in Paris as the city prepares to welcome the Olympics in July. Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 134 points. More details at srnnews.com.